charged with one count criminal harassment for allegedly threatening Sudbury's Ward 7 Cown. Natalie Labbe, Frederick Lamy, 81, was sworn into the court process on June 19. Though Lamy was not in court, an agent appearing on behalf of Lamy's lawyer, Michael Venturi, told Justice Julie Lefebvre and Assistant Crown Counsel Adam LaChance that the defense had yet to receive disclosure. A disclosure package is a package of documents related to the accused's case, which is collected by the Crown and police. The accused's legal team has the right to review the documents in full before the case can proceed. LaChance told the court the disclosure had been vetted, just not released, and that it would be sent to the defense immediately. Labbe told Sudbury.com in late May that she decided to seek police support when she realized that she was changing her behavior in order to avoid Lamy, who lived near her home and who she alleges had been harassing her online since she was elected. When Lamy later showed up at her house, she decided enough was enough, she said. Ward 7 Cown. Natalie Labbe is seen here during the December 13 City Council meeting. Frederick Lamy, 81, has been charged with criminal harassment against Labbe, and began the court process June 19. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. That criminal harassment charge was announced May 21. At the time, Labbe said she was doing fine and feeling strong, but felt the need to ensure that this behavior did not continue. Labbe said it began as emails to her counsel email, also CC'd to countless others she both did or did not know. The emails were, at first, about issues Lamy was having with the city, but Labbe said the diatribes were filled with racism and homophobia, as well as attacking her for her French last name and for her involvement with the provincial Liberal Party. She said Lamy began following her social media, where she often posts about her involvement in the community. He would Photoshop her photos, or comment on them in emails to her and several others, she said. It was then she noticed her behavior changing. I'm watching over my shoulder, and every time I leave my house, if I walk down the street, I'm trying to get to my house quicker to avoid confrontation, she said. And while that hadn't happened, judging by his escalating behavior, she wanted to avoid it at all cost. This has become an unhealthy obsession, where I no longer feel safe, she said. Lamy will next be in court July 3 to hear the next steps in the case. Jenny LaMoth covers court for Sudbury.com.